Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Bear Bonanza.
That's why I say amen.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say amen.
Shot or no shot brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Download the PointsBet app right now. Stop by Hawthorne, Prospect Heights, or Crestwood and register your account. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Danny?
What up, what up, what up? Do you ever have deja vu? Like, I feel like we've done this already today.
I don't think so. Didn't we start at 7?
5.
We did?
We did.
Don't remember. Don't remember.
2:30, that alarm went off, man.
Don't remember.
And I didn't get home until 10:30 from the game.
2:30, you slept in, man. I was already out of the shower by 2:30.
Hey. If you're wondering, what are we talking about? Well, already on the ESPN Chicago app, look for Cap and J Hood. We already have our first 2 hours put up. JR's already got that locked in. If you missed us at 5 and at 6 a.m., you know, real sports talk for real men. It's already there, talking about the Bears on a Bears Bonanza.
Yep, and I already already put a tweet out with a link on there, and Hoodie retweeted, so either of our Twitter pages, at TweetJHood, at the Capman, you get right to the podcast.
Still to come, we're going to give away AEW tickets. AEW's coming to town next Wednesday, so you can win a pair of tickets at 8:50 this hour right here on Cap and J Hood. Danny.
Gentlemen, let's do a little shot or no shot. So Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus and Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn are both scheduled to be here in Chicago today to meet with new Bears GM Ryan Poles at Halas Hall, according to Adam Schefter. Gentlemen, I ask you a simple question, shot or no shot. We will hear the breaking news sounder sometime today on this radio station announcing your Chicago Bears have hired their new head coach.
That's a shot.
That's a shot, and it will be announced by Dave Bennett. Territory of the Northwestern game. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Eberflus, touchdown, Wildcats!
You better have your car warming up, Hoodie, because if that happens, you're getting down here. You're hosting the night show again.
No, what you do is you tell Ennett to stop the broadcast and break it down. That's what it is. Is Joey Meyer up doing color? Is Joey there?
I don't know. I assume so.
Just have Ennett and Meyer do it. Let them break it down. Have you talked to Ennett about that at 5:15? We got Northwestern.
Do you know that when I used to do the games with him, I had to do a 6:34 sportscast. And until they finally said, okay, you could tape it, I would do the 6:34 sportscast, get in the car at Tribune Tower, and try and make it by opening tip at 7:07.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You shouldn't have to do it. No.
And finally they said, all right, you could tape the last sportscast.
That's abuse of power there. They should not allow you to do that. You had an assignment. You got to lock in doing color.
That's it.
It's so ridiculous.
He would be literally, you know, 17:44 to go here, first step. Oh, and look who joins me now, David Kaplan. I come stumbling in. Hey, Dave. Who are we playing?
Tough foul there. We see the replay. Clip that. Clip it.
That's what I hit the button. Say that play. Oh, wait a minute. It's radio. There are no replays.
Yelling.
Damn.
So we say shot. It's a good possibility it could happen today. Yes.
Yes.
Well, then I ask you this. Ryan Poles was told that he would be given the freedom and power to hire the head coach he deems fit. If indeed the Bears do hire a new head coach today of either Matt Eberflus or Dan Quinn, shot or no shot, that really was Poles' decision.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys,
that's a shot. He's hiring who he wants. I was not from someone at the Bears.
Permission to be, could he?
Yes,
someone
absolutely.
Close to him, close to Poles, said it's in his contract. He hires who he wants, and he has relationship with multiple guys they've interviewed.
Let me ask you this question. If indeed he hires who he wants, if the first and only two people he's interviewing are Eberflus and Quinn, and one of them gets the job, really, did he do an extensive enough search where we could say Ryan Poles wanted that guy? Now, if he interviewed all 10 of the candidates that the Bears had on the list, then we could say, okay, he got his guy. But if literally on the first day of his job, he's interviewing two guys and he picks one of the two, are we really going to say that's the guy he wanted?
Are you telling me that while he was going through this process and knowing, hey, guess what? this is going to open up in Chicago, or, hey, I'm going to interview with Chicago, that he's not on the phone?
I'm going to assume he was
going,
too busy for that.
No shot.
Yes, he was working with the Kansas City Chiefs. I read a whole story about how difficult a process it was he went through putting together reports and organizing for the interviews. What kind of offenses he would have, what kind of people he's looking for. Like, you don't just go in there like you're interviewing for a normal job. He had to be so prepared for this interview. Do you really think he had time to interview other
candidates? Yes, because if he's going to put, like, who do you like as a coach? He's already
had a conversation.
Why
would those candidates waste their time? Like, if I'm Byron Leftwich, why am I talking to Ryan Poles about a job he doesn't have yet when I could be talking to real teams about jobs that
because
are available?
That's what coaches and executives do. ADs go, hey, if I move and take the Washington job, would you come with me? Would you be interested if I offered you the job? Okay. That's how it goes.
We don't know that for sure, but that's the hope, that he has that kind of relationship where he could say, hey, man, I'm going to try to get one of these jobs. If I succeed, I would love for you to come with me. That's usually the backdoor channels that you exercise, right?
Correct.
That's usually the case. Hopefully, that's the case with Poles. I understand where Danny's going because I mentioned it this morning. I'm concerned that whoever, you know, George and Ted looked at, they interviewed once or twice, all of a sudden becomes the head coach, like, right away, and that Poles did not think that that was on his short list.
You guys are also forgetting.
I'm concerned about that.
No doubt.
I don't. Here's how I know how the Bears work. I don't want another Fox situation with Ryan Pace.
But what if they had a conversation, Bill Polian did, with Ryan Poles, as there are rumors that he reached out and talked to Morocco Brown during the season? Polian did it. Not the organization, Bill Polian.
If.
And had preliminary conversations with a bunch of guys doing his background work.
Yep.
And he said to Ryan Poles, who would be someone you would interview for a candidacy to be the head coach? Well, I'd talk to Dan Quinn. I'd talk to this guy. I'd talk to that guy. I'd talk to that guy. And Polian then said, put those guys on our list. So if we go down that road, we know this guy's interested in them. Maybe this has all been done behind the scenes.
Maybe. I'm hoping that is the case, mm-hmm. but I cannot just stamp it and say for sure that's the way
until
it's gone.
Until he tells us.
Yeah, and if he tells us,
Danny,
I'll find out.
Exactly. You will. Danny.
Gentlemen, David Ortiz was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. He got in the first time he was on the ballot. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa, Curt Schilling did not get elected in their 10th and final year of eligibility. One player has been elected in the last 2 years to the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's really sad. Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame?
Not for me. I wouldn't vote for him. No shot.
That's a shot. Absolutely. Before Barry Bonds' head got big, he was on his way to being a Hall of Famer. When he was as thin as Johnny Ray and R.J. Reynolds, he already was able to be, I think, in a trajectory to get to the Hall of Fame.
Don't disagree.
Early Giants, he was on his way. He doesn't have to be the home run king or have that bunch of home runs for him to be a Hall of Famer. As far as what he did defensively, clutch hits, he doesn't have to have 700-plus home runs, whether you think some of them are tainted or not. That guy was going to be a Hall of Famer either way.
He cheated. We know he cheated. He was involved in Balco and all these different things. Nope. Sorry. Not voting for it. No. But I wouldn't have voted Poppy in either, and I like Poppy. For me, I'm not putting in guys that I know did steroids. That's just me.
It's just a joke of a museum now. So I would say, and I've always felt this way, if you were involved with steroids, in which the Players Association and Bud Selig turned a blind eye to all of it, they loved it after the strike because they needed a boom. Did they not? They needed butts in seats. People were very unhappy with baseball after the strike of 94. So they turned a blind eye to it. Players Association and New York.
Correct.
They were totally fine. So because of that, they're all implicit. Are they not?
They're all complicit in the whole deal.
Yes, complicit in the whole deal.
Yes.
So that's why I'm like, you put them in the Hall of Fame, but they are a separate wing. They should, you know why? Because both sides were on it. I'll give you an example. The executive committee put Bud Selig in. It wasn't voters. It was the executive committee, right? They put Bud Selig in. And why?
I think the veterans committee. Was it the veterans or the I think it was the veterans.
Veterans committee.
Yep.
Are they executives? Who veteran players?
No, I think it's Hall of Famers, isn't it? I'd have to go back and research it again.
Hall of Famers? nonetheless.
It's retired MLB players, yes.
Retired MLB players. Okay, they put him in. And I know he didn't play, but also he's part of that steroid controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he in the Hall of Fame? Because he shrugged his shoulders in Milwaukee at the All-Star game. I don't know what the dude's died. Come on. Seriously? Just think about that. He was ahead of all of this. Part of the owners.
But don't forget, he can't unilaterally go, we're tested for steroids. It's collectively bargained. And Marvin Miller did an interview with me and Waddle shortly before he died and said, I would never, ever let players get tested, ever. Well, guess what? They have this most stringent testing program now in any sport in America.
Did the owners, were they asking for it at the time that those home runs are being hit? They did not.
No, I think everyone turned their back
on it. That's right.
Until it finally bubbled over.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, Seelig's in the Hall of Fame, but then those that played under his leadership, they're not. Put them in and tell the story. Like, this is a, I mean, and by the way, and again, there are those that did steroids or greenies in your day mm-hmm. that had an extra advantage to play. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, says John Yurkovich, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, these players did that, Cap, but yet some of those guys in the Hall of Fame, the idea that Major League Baseball is just turning a blind eye saying, well, David Ortiz, yeah, he failed a test, but he's got a big smile. Let him in. Screw that. That's not right.
I don't disagree.
It's either one way or the other, right?
You can't vote Poppy in and not vote Bonds in.
And by the way, David Ortiz failed. He tested positive for a PED test. Barry Bonds never did.
Yeah. But he was on the Balco list, right, Cap?
He was on the Balco list. And
the trainer, that whole scenario.
Yeah, Greg, what was that guy's
Cott.
Name?
Greg Cott.
No, that's the rock and roll critic for the Sun-Times.
Huh?
Greg Cott's the music critic. It was Greg.
I think you're thinking Jim DeRogatis.
No, Greg Cott is also a. What was the name of that guy?
Jim DeRogatis. Who was it? JR? Was it Jim DeRogatis?
While Cap looks this up, can I give you a stat that's going to blow everybody's mind?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Greg Anderson.
Huh?
Greg Anderson was his trainer.
You know what? You don't know what you're talking about again. Cadillac Anderson was not part of that. Keep your beak out of
Different Cadillac Anderson. This guy's name is just Greg. He was a personal trainer and linked to Balco with Barry.
Huh?
You heard me.
I didn't hear you. What did you say? Speak up, kid.
Greg Anderson.
Cadillac Anderson,
not
the
Cadillac.
Old Spur, had nothing to do with this.
This guy didn't play
you know
the
what?
Spurs.
You're just casting aspersions on just random people. He was a fine player, Cadillac.
Different Anderson.
He was a basketball player,
right,
Cap.
Danny, this guy's out of his mind.
All right, are you ready?
What do you mean? Pass me the eggs. Danny.
All right, I'm going to give you a stat that's going to blow your mind.
Danny.
David Ortiz career OBP. His career on-base percentage was .380.
What's he hitting?
His career on-base percentage, .380. Barry Bonds' career on-base percentage, if you turned all of his 762 home runs into outs, so you took all those home runs and you made them outs, is .384.
What's he hitting?
That's crazy stat.
That's a crazy
You add
stat.
762 outs to his career, and he still has a higher OBP than David Ortiz.
David, tell me this. What's he hitting?
.340.
Hall of Famer.
No, he cheated.
What did he do?
Did drugs that enhanced his performance.
It's those marijuana pills, isn't it? You know what? His godfather did that, too. I remember. I was sitting at Ebbets Field, and I saw it.
Man, you're old. Danny.
That's all the time we have for Shot or No Shot today, gentlemen.
Danny, this old-timer here is telling me that Cadillac Anderson has something to do with Bonds.
No, a different Anderson, not Cadillac.
Barry Bonds was a hell of a player. And Bobby Bonds was good, too.
He's dead.
Huh?
He died.
He's not. I saw him last night on my TV.
That was a tape. Bears fans, are you excited about the future now that the Bears hire Ryan Poles as their GM?
I'm going to put you over my knee.
3-1-2. Pack a lunch, bring a platoon. 312-332-3776. By the way, I've been informed the analyst on the Northwestern broadcast that you'll hear tonight is former Northwestern great Billy McKinney.
Oh,
how
about
that?
Huh.
Billy McKinney, good man. Good person.
What about Joe? Joe Meyer there.
No, he's not doing the games. We will get to your calls. 312-332-3776. You want Dan Quinn? We'll talk about it next.
Hello.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Hi there, and welcome to Letters with George. I'm owner George, and Polian and Soup are football czars. And, well, you've caught me in the truck. Ah, what a wonderful day for the new Chicago Bears. Well, I understand the press caught me picking up Ryan Poles from the airport. Well, that's because I have a real sense of community, and I've picked up an Uber job on the side. It's my way of being able to listen to what the Chicago Bear fan really wants. So we spend time, and I drive them to and fro, wherever they need to go, to talk about the new Chicago Bears. Well, that's how I found out that Ryan and Matt shouldn't be our football guys. Well, I've got one more fare to go. Let me check the name. Thank God it's in Lake Forest. Pitcher doesn't show up. It looks like it's OL. I'll just wait for him to come out. Well, I've got a letter here while we're waiting. Let's pull out a letter and see what we have here. And oh, here he comes now. Hello, sir. How are you? Come on in. Olin! Get out, Olin! Get out of my car! Get out! Dangerous out here. Olin! OL! Well, that's what you get from Olin. Tricks. Thanks so much. And go new Chicago Bears. I'm going home. Mom!
He's lucky Olin didn't beat his ass.
That would have been tragic.
312-332-3776. Are you excited about the future of the new Chicago Bears? Perhaps he will hire Matt Eberflus, Ryan Poles, and then we can keep this drop.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
That's just going to be brutal on him.
Oh, my God.
Mark Potash? George, let me ask you, do you find it odd that you hired another Ryan and Matt? Thank you. I never thought of it that way, but very observational.
I think Mark. He's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum.
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, he's a bum.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
Oh, God almighty. It's too spot on, isn't it?
That guy.
That's it.
I mean, oh my God.
We should unpack that just for a second. Okay. So we had someone earlier in our 5 o'clock hour say that I don't believe in this guy because he says he's a fan. He's not really a fan, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? George is a fan. And so is Tom Ricketts.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a fan, right?
Yep.
So, yes, they are fans of the team. Yes, they happen to own it. Yes, they happen to be millionaires. Yes, they happen to have, you know, generational wealth. But they are ultimately fans.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not fans like you and me. They're not the same, right? Because, yes, you're a fan, but you're not on our level, in the grassroots effort, looking at it from a different way. Because if you looked at it through our lens, you would have made that change of Ryan and Matt a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
at least a year ago,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
But you didn't see that, though, because you saw those guys as nice guys. And no matter what
their family.
Yeah, pretty much. And when you see what's happening on television where people are melting down about Justin Fields or talking about Matt Nagy, you ignore that because you're like, you know what? That's just outside noise. It's just the press.
It's the matote.
It's just the press, right? I want to be able, I didn't do this last Bears Bonanza, but we really got to be able to say it now, Cap.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Bears fans. Bear down. Congratulations. You did it. You created the change, right? Even the fan, George McCaskey, didn't understand how bad this really was or how below average this really was.
Same with the Bulls. Fans kept screaming from the mountaintops, we need change. And finally, they got it.
So you driving, you listening, you checking out the podcast, congratulations to you. You create the change, whether it's AEW wrestling, whether it's Illinois basketball, whether it's Bears games, Bulls games. We heard the resounding chant of Fire Nagy, and that made a difference, I believed, in Lake Forest. Like, wait, our head coach and GM, is that unpopular that they're chanting it all over the city?
George addressed that after. Let me send condolences out to Parker Dickerson on the loss of his father, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I thought it was wrong to be ripping Matt Nagy at his kid's game. Like, what a horrible segue. Really? That's where we're going.
I would say yes. A very horrible segue. Yes, I agree.
Now I have to leave. I have to pick a candidate up and look like a goof at the airport. I mean,
Cap, you are spot on.
Yep. I mean, it's just one thing after another, he opens the door for us to laugh at him. Like, if you're going to go pick him up at the airport, some people have said, that was a classy touch. Okay, don't have a freaking Bears letter jacket on, a Bears mask, holding up the sign with his hometown of Canandaigua or whatever it's called up in upstate. Can we just look first class once?
I think there's nothing wrong with the Bears jacket. If I was a recruit and I was going to the University of Kansas to maybe play basketball, and Bill Self was kind enough
he's
to pick me up.
He's the coach. It's different.
He's the owner. You know, wearing the Bears gear should be most important to nobody more than the owner.
Let me ask you a question.
He owns the team, Cap. Of course he should. That's all he should wear is Bears stuff.
Let me ask you a question.
It feels so Archie, though. It feels so comic strip with him wearing
that. It does. Do you truly think Stan Kroenke, when they brought Matt Stafford in, we're going to make a trade for him? Stan Kroenke's a billionaire who owns the Rams.
Didn't Stan Kroenke, like, screw over the whole city of St. Louis or something? We want to compare our guy to Stan Kroenke.
Okay.
Of all the owners, we're going to go with Stan Kroenke.
They deserved it.
Pick, yeah, exactly.
Oh, it is St. Louis.
It's a dump. It's boring, too.
Oh,
let's just pick Tim. Do you think they had their candidate fly in on a United Express flight from Kansas City? Or get our jet warmed up, or get a NetJets, go get him. And if Kroenke is truly the guy going to get him, he's in a freaking tailor-made suit looking awesome.
Waddle joked around that the only reason they're interested in Eberflus is because Indianapolis is just a drive away.
Correct. Just tell him to drive. Right?
Make the commitment.
Listen, I did think that he should have been on a private plane. You own the Chicago Bears. You could have flown him in, not on United, sitting in row 37, middle seat. You know, he's got the row up against the bathrooms that doesn't recline.
Boy, you're a big guy. We should have probably gotten you a first class ticket.
You would think, right?
I mean, really?
Catch the
Come
spirit.
On, man.
Oh, Spirit Airlines.
Exactly.
He's jammed in there, his knees all the way up to the seat.
Yeah. Boy, you look like you're a little stiff. Yeah, you had me in a middle seat.
Let me check out my ticket. 18B. What the hell? What? George, this isn't right, right?
Well, that's all they had at Spirit.
What do you mean?
I did pay. You could use the overhead compartment.
Wait a minute, man. It's 18B. Why do I have a layover in Charlotte? You couldn't even give me a nonstop. What kind of operation are you running here? See you at the airport. Bye.
I'll be the gentleman in the Bears jacket.
Hi, Ryan.
Oh, Lord.
What am I doing?
What the hell? What did I get myself into? Why didn't I listen? So cold.
He warned me.
It's so cold here. Damn it.
Why is he wearing that jacket?
He's got, like, inner thoughts while he's driving.
That'd be great.
To himself.
Deep thoughts with Ryan Poles.
Well, this is going to be great. Good to be with you.
Yeah, that guy's even a little creepy.
Well, what do you want to eat? I was thinking McDonald's is open this morning.
McDonald's? Five-star restaurants in Chicago. Am I in Hooterville?
It's going to be great. I'm just going to tell you, boy. You burger with the Chicago Bears, we really need you.
Why is he wearing that jacket? That's so strange. Is this high school? What the F?
The best part is when they go to that McDonald's, Matt Nagy works there now. That's
right. Want the hash browns? That's where I'm at.
Oh, my God. All right, the man that told us Ryan Poles was going to get the job yesterday before it happened, Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback, SI.com, with the latest on the coaching search. He's live next.
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Bear Bonanza.
All right, we'll get to Albert Breer in a moment. He's working the phones on something.
Yeah.
And we'll have the latest on the coaching search. So let's grab Adam in Hyde Park on our Bears Bonanza. Adam, what's up there, Buttercup?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
How you doing?
What's up, Adam?
I can't complain, man. I'm actually definitely feeling a little bit relieved to know that a legitimate, or at least by all appearances, legitimate football guy is picking our head coach.
Yeah.
It's definitely a weight off the shoulders instead of just like throwing up 19 pictures and throwing darts at him or whatever the previous plan was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're hearing a lot of Dan Quinn and a lot of Caldwell, and it seems like a lot of people have kind of forgotten that Dan Quinn's last head coaching job ended in a complete disaster. Like, that Atlanta team, they completely turned on him, and I think they had the worst defense statistically ever.
Well, I don't know if the players turned on him. The record wasn't good, that's for sure.
I mean, my memory could be wrong. For some reason, I thought they were talking about it was kind of one of those situations where he had lost the locker room. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, that I've never heard. If that's true, okay, but I have never heard that. In fact, all the calls I've made, everyone has said players and coaches love working for this dude. Did his record go sideways after the Super Bowl? There's no doubt about it. Adam, thanks, man. That leads us to our guy, Albert Breer.
Hello.
Football on ESPN 1000.
Hello, Bert.
Albert Breer.
Hey, Bert.
Senior NFL writer for SI.com joins Cap'n Jay Hood.
Bert's it.
What? You're it, Bert.
On ESPN 1000.
What do you mean I'm it?
Well, see, that's the game. I just tagged you, and you're it until you tag somebody else.
Albert Breer.
No, I'm not playing a game. I'm reading, Ernie, and I'm not it.
Okay.
On Chicago's Home for Sports.
But Bert is it.
Albert Breer is brought to you by Curcio Law Offices. Our guy RJ Curcio listening right now, working out, getting ready for his cases today. Curcio Law Offices brings us Albert Breer. He joins us here on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Albert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great to have you, man. Happy birthday, first of all.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was just actually saying to Danny, it's so weird because now, and I don't care. I mean, I think you guys are probably like me. Like, you know, once you get like past 21, your birthday doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's weird because like now, forever going to be the day that Kobe Bryant died, you know, and 2 years ago, I can remember being in my hotel room in Miami. And, it's weird now, like that'll be what it is now, you know, forever, you know, so, but thank you. I appreciate you guys acknowledging it.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry to start off with that sort of dark thought, but I noticed it last year, I noticed it again this year, so.
Yep. Completely understandable.
Yeah. Well, listen, we can understand, Albert. I mean, you start your day looking at the obits, so we understand.
Yeah.
So, Albert, yesterday when you were on with us, and we love getting bonus coverage with Albert Breer.
Yes.
When you were on, you said it's looking like they'll get this thing done in the next hour or two, Ryan Poles will be the GM, and indeed, that's exactly what happened. Now they have Dan Quinn in the building this morning, and I was told Kevin O'Connell, the OC from the Rams, and Mike Kafka from the Chiefs, one of those two could be his OC, and then he'll have a star-studded staff. Is Dan Quinn the guy you think in Chicago?
I mean, it's going to sort of depend on, you know, what Dan Quinn wants to do. And he's going to have options, it looks like. You know, he interviewed with the Giants on Monday. I still think Brian Daboll is probably the guy there. I still think he's a leader in Denver. And obviously Nathaniel Hackett's become a pretty good second option for them. But there's a reason why they let Nathaniel Hackett leave the other day. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that there's that's out there that, you know, you can pair him with a number of different offensive coordinators. And, you know, I think if you go after somebody like O'Connell or like Mike Kafka, you give them the chance to call plays. Kafka is seen as a future head coach, you know, and I'm sure you guys know well because he played right there at Northwestern. He's been sort of seen as a rising star in the industry for a while. And yeah, Kevin O'Connell, same thing. And if he goes to Denver, there's a thought that Luke Getsy could be his offensive coordinator, and that would obviously help them. Getsy being from Green Bay, go and get Aaron Rodgers. So yeah, I mean, there are moving pieces here, and I think that one of the cool things about hiring DQ would be that you would have the chance to sort of, you know, build almost like a second staff. And that's the way it was for him in Atlanta, too, when he first got there with Kyle Shanahan being his offensive coordinator with the Falcons.
Because of the hire of Poles, it immediately comes to mind Eric Bieniemy from Kansas City as well. Is his name cold right now, Bieniemy, in head coaching searches?
Yeah, you know, Hoodie, it's sort of unfortunate, but it sort of feels that way. I mean, he was only requested by one team, and that was the Broncos, and obviously they're not going to hire him. And his contract's up. So, you know, does he want to go somewhere where he wants to call, where he can call plays? I'm sure it's frustrating for him. He's not the only one. You know, like there are other guys that have been through this, that have been associated with great units on one side of the ball or the other, that just, you know, haven't been able to break through. Wink Martindale's one in Baltimore. He parted ways with the Ravens, you know, a little less than a week ago. But, you know, he's another one who's sort of knocking on the door for a while. Pete Carmichael, you know, in New Orleans, a non-play calling offensive coordinator, and he's been the OC there for over a decade under Sean Payton, and he hasn't been able to break through. So, you know, obviously Eric Bieniemy's done an awesome job in Kansas City, but for one reason or another, the teams that he's gotten in front of just haven't seen him, you know, projecting the same way as a head coach. And, you know, it's unfortunate because Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy got their chance and he didn't. And there's the obvious implications there too, which, you know, the NFL has to do a better job from a diversity standpoint. And Eric Bieniemy has sort of become a symbol of that.
All right. I want to talk to you more about DQ and Matt Eberflus and potentially Jim Caldwell. Mm-hmm. We'll continue with Albert Breer right after this.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
AEW Dynamite comes to the Wintrust Arena in Chicago on Wednesday, February 2nd. We're going to give away a pair of tickets right now. Caller 10, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. If you want to go or win these tickets for someone, Hangman Page, Brian Danielson, Chicago's own CM Punk, Adam Cole, Dr. Britt Baker, Cody Rhodes, Sammy Guevara, The Inner Circle, so many more will be at the Wintrust Arena in Chicago for Wednesday, February 2nd for our live takeover of AEW Dynamite. Don't forget, Tuesday Wrestling Tuesdays on the ESPN Chicago app. If you're a wrestling fan, check it out on the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, back to our guy, Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback, SI.com, and as tapped in as anybody. He was the first to say yesterday, Ryan Poles is getting that job. So I want to go back to talking to you about the guy they all call DQ. When you hear he's going to put a star-studded staff together, and he had a great staff in Atlanta and then lost Kyle Shanahan, and He's down in Dallas. When you hear star-studded staff and players love playing for him, explain what makes him so attractive in that way.
Well, I think you look at the track record in Atlanta, first of all, and he went to a Super Bowl. And it's easy to forget that sort of thing because of the way it is. But they're up 28-3 in that game. And, you know, what happened to him there is what happened to a lot of people, which is Tom Brady came back and ruined the whole thing for everyone. You know, but I think you look at, like, the way that they were able to build really quickly there and, you know, get to 8-8 year one and then get to the Super Bowl in year two. You look at the development of young players. And I think this is a really big part of it. You know, when other teams are looking at DQ, it's on both sides of the ball, really. You know, when he got to Atlanta, they developed young guys on both sides, guys like Devondre Campbell and Deion Jones and Grady Jarrett and Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. And, you know, you just sort of look at the totality of what they were able to put together in Atlanta. And, yeah, it came undone at the end. But I think some of that was out of his control. And then you see him go to Dallas, and the same thing happens right away. They develop Micah Parsons. They develop Trayvon Diggs. That defense gets off the mat almost right away. And you just see, like, the ability to get young players to the field quickly and to develop them quickly, and to get a team competing at a championship level quickly. He's a turnaround artist, I think is the best way to put it. And, you know, I think you add that to the fact that he's so well-liked and so well-respected across the league, he's going to have coaches that are going to want to come coach for him. And so, you know, I think you put all of that together, and that's why his name's caught fire over the last couple of months, and why I think, you know, over the next 24 to 48 hours, he's probably going to have multiple options. Now, I don't know if Dallas can fire Mike McCarthy to elevate him, but I know they'd hate to lose him, even if Jerry Jones love him. And I think, you know, if they had an opening right now, I think they would pick Dan Quinn over Mike McCarthy to be their head coach. And, you know, I think he's at the top of Denver's list. The Giants obviously like him, and there's a reason why he's in Chicago today interviewing for that job again.
Albert, what are you hearing about Brian Flores? I told Cap, I said, listen, you could be part of the Belichick system if you're Matt Patricia or Joe Judge and come in, try to be, you know, rough and try to have an edge. But unless you're Bill Belichick, that's going to fall short. Is that what happened in Miami with Brian Flores? And will that be a problem for him getting a head coaching job, trying to want too much power too soon in that Miami job?
Yeah, you know, from a coaching standpoint, did a really nice job. And I think you could argue that if they take Justin Herbert instead of Tua Tagovailoa in 2020, none of this would happen, right? Like, so, you know, I think it's tough to criticize the job he did from a coaching standpoint, from a development standpoint, all that was there. The issue, like you said, is, like, sort of how he clashed with certain people. And, you know, I think when the owner came out in 2021 and he saw that coaching and scouting were on the same page, I think his evaluation was basically, well, I've got a GM over here in Chris Greer who's worked for me for my entire time in ownership. He's been with the organization for 22 years and he's gotten along with virtually everybody. And then over here, you've got Brian Flores, who's done a really nice job as head coach, but he's been through three offensive coordinators, been through three offensive line coaches, he's been through two defensive coordinators, has clashed with certain players, and has clashed with the GM. And so, you know, I think Brian Flores is going to be a great head coach in the NFL whenever he gets a second chance. But there are some things there that he's got to reckon with, you know, and I think part of it for all of these Patriot guys is they've seen it done at such a high level and in such an efficient way and with such a discipline kind of standard, you know, to everything that they do. If they get somewhere else, and I think this happened with Joe Judge in New York without question, they get somewhere else, and people aren't doing it that way, and it frustrates them, and it can drive them nuts. And so, you know, I think for all those guys, a big part of going somewhere new is getting past that. And unfortunately for Flo, he couldn't get past that before things came to a head at the end of the year.
Albert, have a great day, man, and happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. guys. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Albert Breer, bonus coverage as we go through our Bears bonanza today. Yep. So last night I did the Southern Illinois at Loyola game.
Yeah.
Guess who was there?
Who?
There he is, Mr. Saluki.
There he is, Mark Silverman, radio star of Waddle and Sylvie. And that's one of his two adorable kids. That's Braxton. They've got their SIU gear on. I'll give Sylvie credit, man. Every time they play in the area, that dude is at the game with his family. Got his wife here. They got their two little boys who are adorable. So there's Braxton and Mark Silverman.
No, I don't think he paid for his tickets, but give him credit. On a cold night, he was out there representing.
Didn't mention that in the broadcast, did you?
I did earlier in the broadcast. JR didn't find that clip. Yeah, 100%. I also had to tell the truth to the audience. We were all about being honest.
Great to see Sister Jean again here tonight. Yeah. Just a marvel. 102? 102 delivers the benediction. My friend Danny Zetterman stops what they're doing eating dinner and has the whole family watch. There's Sister Jean. He's the biggest Sister Jean fan in the world. If he went to Kansas, I think he would have gone to Loyola if he could do it again.
What do you think?
That's unbelievable. Poor Danny.
I mean, I love the fact that you're taking time out of that broadcast to lie to the audience.
Yeah.
When what you should have been doing is promoting the Bears Bonanza on ESPN Chicago.
I did that
like,
as well.
Let's be honest. You could have been like, there, you know, there's Sister Jean, great. Forget about her, because tomorrow's Bears Bonanza.
I did.
All local, all day, best radio station in the world. Listen to Cabin Hoodie starting at 5 a.m.
I gave
boy,
it,
oh boy,
I gave
man.
It some
lie
love.
Into the audience.
You gave Bears Bonanza love on the broadcast?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes.
At least once a quarter, you should have.
They don't play quarters in college.
You should have said, there's Sylvie and his son, Bears Bonanza.
I would have done it. Danny, I would have done it for you.
Of course you would have.
It's ESPN Plus. It's fine.
There you go.
It's crazy.
All right. Hoodie, I will see you at 5 a.m. again tomorrow when they have a brand new coach.
Wait, where are we going?
It's 9 o'clock.
10. What's coming up next?
Carmen and Yurko.
Well, no. You've got it confused, huh?
Carmen and Yurko.
We're on until 10 every morning. What
not,
are you
not
leaving?
Today.
You got to pee? Where are you going?
Tom Gilmartin of Oak Lawn won the tickets to AEW Wrestling.
Cap, where are you going?
Enjoy, Tom. We love you.
That's all you got?
We'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko in 2 minutes.
Where are we going?
We're done.